The Podfix Network.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay for the most part.
Sounds like we're both doing great.
No further conversation needed. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. Welcome, co-host.
Hello, regular other co-host. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I mean, mostly I'm just here to celebrate the fact that you've now appeared, at least at the beginning of, 3 episodes in a row.
You know, you take 1 month off for an insane schedule, and boy, you never hear the end of it.
What are you talking about? I'm applauding. I'm celebrating. I'm ringing
and
encouragement.
By that, I mean, welcome back to the show.
I'm welcoming you back to the show for the 3rd straight episode, the show that you are the co-host of for the last 5 years.
The regular co-host of.
The regular co-host. That's right. Not a substitute. Not no. An occasional co-host. You're the regular co-host.
And I like how we were very intentional about bringing that over to this when we spun off This Week Today. Because I would remain the regular co-host.
That's right. I never once, even for a moment, considered after the spinoff getting a different regular co-host.
No. My contract was extended to the to the pros.
I never entertained that as a possibility.
Yeah, there's not a chance.
But I would say this is a triumphant comeback. And in your own words, after missing the entire month of June, you're now poised, and no pressure, Adam, because you still have to appear on another episode after this one, the next episode of this one, to complete after missing a full month, then appearing for a full month.
Right. And then I'm just going to go MIA for like 6 months. Yeah, who knows? You know,
it's always a possibility,
dude. You never know with me, buddy. You know, you've known me long enough to know that.
No, that's correct. Let's not tempt fate, Adam. Let's just get started.
I think we should, buddy.
Well, let's do that by taking a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Adam, what do you think about today's celebration, National Drive-Thru Day?
I'm going to drive through town and meet up with my buddy Toph like he did for me one day.
I dare you. That'd be amazing.
Well, to celebrate that promise one day, I just got some Raising Cane's. So I celebrated National Drive-Thru with driving through Raising Cane's chicken.
That's delicious chicken.
Oh, so good.
Tomorrow is, I like this one as well, National Merry-Go-Round Day.
I'm in. I'll do that. Sure.
Are they using merry-go-round, do you think, to mean carousel, like with the horses that go up and down and then rotate? Or do they mean the childhood death trap that was on very dangerous playgrounds all over America when we were growing up?
Definitely death trap. Yeah. Yeah, not a carousel. Not a carousel of progress. Not a calliope. Nothing like that. The death trap that was our own personal, like, Fury Road back in the day.
Yes, it was made of steel.
Yeah, it was scalding hot.
Yes. Especially in today, in days like today when it's over 100. And all the kids piled onto it, as many as you could get on there. And then one kid ran as fast as he could around in a circle and then hopped on. And then we just held on for dear life.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a survival of the fittest in our early ages. And I'm pretty sure some of those were like wrought iron. So like some of us didn't make it. We did. But, you know.
It was made out of the same material that they made iron skillets out of.
Correct. It was about as heavy, and and whenever a kid got trapped underneath, would show no mercy.
No.
The child is dead.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days.
All right, well, moving on. Tuesday, National Water Park Day. Boy, is that magical, especially during summertime.
True. And speaking of death traps, like, remember that one park they had to close down because they had that long slide with a tiny loop at the bottom that like not everybody made it out of? Yeah, people got super injured. Yeah, they got to shut it down. I'll send you pictures. It was like, I mean, like, just looking at it, was like, this is going to die. People are going to die. And the owner was like, not enough people have died yet, and kept the park open for a little while longer.
Well, keeping with what seems to be a summer theme, National Refreshment Day.
Ooh, I can go for that. Nice gin and tonic. It'd be delicious.
Yes. Thursday is, and this is an unintentional nod to our original podcast, Gravity Beard, National Intern Day.
And here's to all the Gravity Beard interns. I love you dearly.
Yep. Let's raise our glasses, Adam, to the Gravity Beard interns.
Oh, absolutely.
Friday is National Father-in-Law Day.
I think I might have cornered the market on having the best father-in-law.
Except I have two fathers-in-law, and they're both fantastic.
Okay, don't rub it in my face.
I'm just saying I have twice as good of fathers-in-law as you do.
Mine is so good that he beats your two. And he has like 50 guns.
Are you... Does he live in Kentucky?
It's like an old childhood insult. It's like, yeah, well, my dad's got like 35 guns just on his door. It's like, what?
Are you challenging me to a father's-in-law off?
Absolutely. I'll have my University of Miami professor, father-in-law, can beat your two father-in-laws.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Challenge accepted. Sweet. Well, let's all gather around with friends and family and wrap up this week of delicious celebrations on Saturday with National Cheesecake Day.
Yeah, that's the ultimate death trap right there. After eating that, and you just want to unalive yourself with all the disappointment.
National Adam Saunders Day on Saturday, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, bud. I appreciate you including that every year for 5 years. That's awesome. Thank you.
Not the first time, won't be the last.
I got into a big argument with my colleague in Barcelona about this. She was like, wait, well, hold on a second. You don't like cheesecake? I'm like, no, it's an overrated dessert. She's like, where are you? She's like, I don't even know what to do with you right now. I don't feel like I know you anymore. She's like my best friend at work. Yeah, it was great. That's why I proceeded to have one of the most delicious meals I've had in a long time. So
you should tell her that one of your other best friends is on her side.
I did.
Solidarity.
I did. Yeah. I was like, unfortunately, you're both wrong, so I hate you. But, you know.
Well, that's a great time to transition and turn our attention to this week in history.
Well, speaking of death traps of moral happiness or happiness in general, in 1777, the U.S. Postal Service was established. So one of the few allowed monopolies. How you like that, bud? Moving forward into the 1900s, my friend, in 1908, the FBI was founded. And that was definitely a necessary thing to do. Now, moving forward, in 1945, there was a plane that crashed into the Empire State Building.
Okay, so, hang on a second. Did you know about that? Did you know that an airplane crashed into the Empire State Building?
Yes, but I could have given you no details other than I knew that a plane crashed into the Empire State Building.
I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, it's insane, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't realize, but it's bound to happen. You know, planes. Well, early aviation plus, you know, well, early-ish aviation.
Early aviation plus one of the world's tallest buildings equals disaster.
Yeah. I mean, it's like people learning how to, like, you know, like when there was only two cars in the road, they both crashed into each other. Like, how did that happen? You couldn't have missed.
Do you feel like some cynical guy after this happened was like, what'd you expect, dummies?
Yeah. You put a tube in the sky. Yeah, you know that guy absolutely exists.
He sure does. And it's called my father.
Yeah, your father better be at the father-in-law's off.
You don't want him there.
Well, we got to schedule that around like the pancake eating contest. You know, the flapjack off that we're going to have.
One of my favorite offs.
My favorite off too, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be great. Well, speaking of planes, in 1949, the first commercial jet takes a test flight. So that would obviously lead to... Nope. I'm going to stop the jokes right there.
Good call.
Yeah. But in 1958, NASA was created. So we shot rockets into the sky, which, dude, can we talk about the James Webb Space Telescope? I mean, we don't have time to talk about it, but man, I wish we did. The next year, Richard Nixon and Nikita Khrushchev have a kitchen debate.
Don't you feel like this is the original Odd Couple?
Yes.
As soon as I read this history note, I immediately thought, oh, so clearly they were roommates and they argued over how to reno their kitchen.
Yeah.
And then I just imagined these very colorful characters, Richard Nixon and Nikita Khrushchev, roommates, arguing over how to renovate their kitchen.
So first of all, first problem, home reno. Not going to end well.
No.
Okay. So a little foreshadowing, if you ask me.
A lot of people thought that the Cold War was going to come to an early end, and then this happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just prolonged it through the 80s.
Yeah. Another 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a wall happened, the whole thing. So basically, like, they recreated like the room divider they created as an iron curtain.
This kitchen debate was the first inspiration for the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, so they had East House and West House.
This conversation right here proves that neither one of us know a damn about history, because I'm pretty sure the wall went up a little bit earlier than this.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go with it. This was the origin, the genesis idea of of the separation of Germany.
Nixon Khrushchev kitchen debate was the origin of the Berlin Wall. I'm standing by that.
Whose effects can still be seen today.
Hey, listeners, why don't you prove that it's not true?
Yeah, good luck with that. Anything on the internet's false.
This is now my favorite episode ever.
Well, good, because it's going to get better. Because In 1971, here's our aviation theme coming back around, a fighter jet collides with a passenger plane, to which the cynical guy would say...
What'd you expect, dummies?
Yeah, see? Yeah. Two in a row. He's two for two at this point. I hope there's no more planes in this one, otherwise that guy's going to just be like three for three.
the what'd you expect, dummies trifecta?
Right. The aviation trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is monumental. Tove was born in 1974.
Yes, that's correct.
3 weeks after that, the House began its impeachment of Richard Nixon.
The world celebrated my birth by impeaching a president.
Right. Well deserved.
I was like, oh, well, it is a happy birthday.
Yep, and at that point, it gave like the inspiration for every single scandal after that to end in the word gate.
That's right.
Especially in sports.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Which I love when there's always like a gate, because it's like it's a Watergate scandal. It took place at the Watergate. Like, the gate is not a definition for a scandal, but it is
the
now.
Name of the hotel. That's right.
Right. Yeah. So, but now it's like, you know, inflate gate, you know, or deflate gate.
Mm-hmm.
You have what was it? What was the quarterback one?
Bounty gate.
Bounty gate. That's the one. So you see all kinds of gates. Thanks to your birthday celebration.
Yep.
All right, so rapid fire for the end. In 1978, we saw the world's first test tube, baby Tove, and it was not me.
No, me either.
I wasn't born in that year, so it couldn't have been me. Moving along, in 1992, the opening of the 25th Olympiad in Barcelona, which was one of my favorite years because it had the original Dream Team. Like, nothing will ever take away that domination.
Also, let's put a pin in Barcelona.
Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Yep. Consider it pinned, my friend.
Mm-hmm. We're going to circle back on that a little bit later.
Foreshadowing. All right. So, in keeping with the Olympics, in 1996, the bombing at Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta took place, which was a very tragic thing. And I was just there recently where the bombing took place.
Yeah. I feel very, even to this day, I feel badly for Richard Jewell.
Yep.
He was falsely accused.
He was falsely accused.
Basically, his life was ruined, and then he died an early death. That's a weird response.
And by that, I mean my condolences.
Okay, good. Good recovery.
And to close out this not quick hit set of history, in 2005, Lance Armstrong wins the 7th Tour de France. And I would just like to say that, like, while he was doping, so was everyone else. So I don't think that he had a competitive edge there. Should have kept his titles.
I agree, and still probably the world's greatest cyclist.
Yeah, I have a fun story about that, which I'll tell you offline, because we just don't have time to get to it, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, and speaking of that, Adam, let's get to the news.
Yes. Where's old Peter Jennings when you need him?
Adam, before we get to today's story, I would like to advise everyone to check out the Twitter account of defunct retailer Radio Shack.
Yes. Are they defunct?
They're completely defunct.
Are they really? I thought that was a couple of stragglers.
Nope. Nope. Huh. But they do have one of the best Twitter accounts out in the world today.
Yes. It's verified.
And I would like to say congratulations to Betty Nash of Boston, Massachusetts. Adam, she is 86 years old and has recently been recognized as the world's longest serving flight attendant.
Oh, man. Congratulations to her. I salute her and her service.
Well, she's still active and she's worked for American Airlines for 65 years.
Man, I bet she doesn't take any crap off of any passenger.
Yeah,
like, can you
no
imagine
way.
The steel in her veins? She's like, well, I don't want to just like get out. I will take you down.
I'm quite certain that's exactly what her demeanor is.
Warning. This contains graphic content that may distress some readers.
And now on to today's news story. On Saturday, an emergency call was made to report an unresponsive man lying in his yard.
Okay. This has potential.
Deputies drove to the address and found Joseph McKinnon, age 60, dead next to a recently dug pit behind his house.
Was he digging his own grave?
Close. Adam, the pit contained the body of his deceased girlfriend.
Oh, that's not good, bud.
Mm-hmm. Evidence gathered at the scene indicates that Mr. McKinnon attacked his girlfriend while inside their home. He then bound her and wrapped her in trash bags before putting her in the previously dug pit. And then while covering the pit, Mr. McKinnon had a cardiac event causing his death.
I thought you were going to say something like, yeah, he saw that she was digging a pit outside, so he goes out to see what's going on. In the meantime, she dies, falls into the pit, and then he dies and falls into the pit. Just pure happenstance.
No, Adam, it was murder.
Murder, right.
I'm sorry, let me say that again. No, Adam, it was moida.
Moida. No,
it was moida.
Moida. Like a Murdoch murder? Or?
Oh, Adam. Ugh.
Yep.
Don't tease me into that because there's been a huge development in that case.
I know.
Have you heard?
Well, I saw the article headline.
That he's been charged?
Yep.
Yep.
For the wife of, like, for the his wife and son, finally.
Yeah, for the double murder of his wife and son. Okay, which that's all we're like, going to say. That's all
yeah,
we're going to say.
Okay, okay.
That's all
okay,
we're going to
say. Okay, okay, okay.
Hashtag true crime.
We're going to blow up, baby.
Yep. We just earned ourselves an extra 5,000 listeners. Now, Adam, you'll be interested to know that that the victim's twin sister saw no signs of the alleged events were about to happen. So apparently their relationship from the outside appeared fine. And then, whoops, he murdered her and then died of a heart attack.
That is strange.
Now, here's the cherry on top, Adam.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought of this, but due to the rare circumstances, we do not have to be concerned about him being charged or sentenced correctly.
Oh, well, I guess that's kind of a silver lining.
Yeah, there you go. See? There's an upside to murder followed by heart attack.
Yeah.
You're like, could you possibly come up with a scenario where there's a silver lining to a murder story? Why, yes, I can.
Why, yes. And it's called instant karma.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, Adam, I hate to follow up that that feel-good story with some bad news, but I don't have time for our next story.
And I was going to use my line, in your face, murderer, but now it seems like it's... Not needed anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry to sour that moment. But I do have a headline.
Okay.
Man who has accidentally paid 300 times his salary takes the money and runs.
Yes. Finally, he's not the hero we asked for, but he's the hero we needed.
Yep. Number 42 in your program, number one in your heart. All right, Adam, with that, why don't we move on to birthdays?
Well, I got a whole crap load of them. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and just fire through them.
Please.
Let's start off with Dak Prescott, who turns 29, close to a milestone birthday. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is, by the way?
By name only, sir.
But you don't know who Dak Prescott is?
I couldn't tell you who that is.
Okay.
Off top of my old noggin.
Go ahead.
Hillary Swank, 48, close to a milestone birthday, which is hit currently by Maya Rudolph, and she is hilarious, still at the age of 50. Happy birthday, Maya Rudolph.
Is there an age where you expect her to no longer be hilarious?
Yes, 51.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, Maya, make the most of this next several months because you are no longer going to be funny soon.
Yeah, you are on borrowed time, Maya.
Okay.
Yeah, well, moving along, we have Christopher Nolan, who turns 52. J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, turns 53. Sergeant Terry Jeffords turns 54.
So great.
A.K.A. Terry Crews.
Give me one Terry line.
Terry loves yogurt.
Yep. We love you, Terry. Happy birthday.
Big time. All right, Matt LeBlanc turns 55. Jason Statham turns 55. I want to be friends with that guy. Barry Bonds with an asterisk turns 58. Sandra Bullock turns 58. Karl Malone, the mailman himself, turns 59. Arnold Schwarzenegger turns 75, if you can believe that. Helen Mirren turns 77.
Okay, that's a milestone birthday, Adam. Arnold 77? Schwarzenegger, 75.
Oh, that's a milestone?
75?
It's not, I mean, it's not significant, but...
Okay. You still have a lot of learning to do, Padawan.
Okay, well, fine.
Okay, go ahead.
And then Paul Anka turns 81.
I'm sorry, I was scolding you when you mentioned Helen Mirren. Do you want to do that again?
No, it's fine. Let it ride. Let the tape speak for itself. I'm scolding you over Helen Mirren's birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
Thank you, Adam, and thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have three people that were born on this day, but now dead.
Okay.
First, Amelia Earhart disappeared in 1939 at the age of 42. Today, she would have been 125.
Wow.
Next, Adam, we have Benito Mussolini, who died in 1945 at the age of 62. Today, he would have been 139.
And how did he die?
Probably a trip and fall.
Correct. Nice. Okay, good.
Okay, okay. I was either going to guess that or scurvy.
Yeah, no. Scurvy wasn't around in the time period.
Okay, great. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Henry Ford died in 1947 at the age of 83. Today he would have been 159.
Nice.
And I do have one more. And normally we let a little bit of time pass, but I'm not going to do it in this instance because Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos, would have turned 80 today. He would have turned 80 today, but sadly, he died just a couple of weeks ago.
Under mysterious circumstances.
I don't think so. I think he was really old, and sometimes old people die.
Mysterious circumstances, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just like Amelia Earhart, shrouded in mystery.
You want to know what the mystery is behind Amelia Earhart?
What?
She wasn't a very good pilot.
I don't know. I mean, she did a lot of good things. I personally think she was captured and executed, but, you know.
Huh. All right. All right, Adam. Well, we have one more thing to do before we go. Normally, I surprise you with this last segment, but this time you know exactly what we're doing because, boy, have you been traveling.
Boy, that's an understatement.
Well, and listen, historically, except for that time during COVID, remember COVID? Where you didn't travel at all.
Right.
But historically, you have traveled a crap ton. And that has picked up. It's in full force. You've traveled not just nationally, but internationally. And as promised, as you promised the listener, you have now delivered with audio. And when we have audio related to travel, it's called a
Road trip audio diary. Yes, sir.
But good news for the listener, we have so much audio that we're going to break it up over the next three episodes.
These fools don't know what's going to hit them, bro.
It's not just an audio diary. It's more like an odyssey. It's an audio
journey.
Odyssey. Yes. And you, listener, are welcome to come along.
And there's a theme, and you'll soon find out what that is.
I don't know if you want to say anything else to set this up. Okay, so Adam, I will say this, because we had a funny message exchange, because you've been so busy that you didn't send this audio to me in real time. You dumped it all on me today. And then I said, well, hey, what is this? Or how do you sort this out? And you had no idea.
Correct.
And so I did the best I could. I'm just going to tell you and the listener, we're going to start with Barcelona.
Yeah, that's a very good place to start. Start from the very beginning.
Well, I'm only guessing that this is the beginning. I guessed, and I think this is the order that these clips are going to go in. So I'm going to, I have three clips. Let's play the first one, and we'll just go from there.
Copy that.
So, Lord Thunder, this is how I talk. This is bullshit. Straight up. Got to the airport today, heading to Barcelona. Getting to the line, check in. 40 minutes in the line.
Oh.
Had to check in person. Total garbage, first of all. Then, get to the lounge. Some lady thinks it's completely acceptable to let her child scream his head off in the lounge where I'm working, in like the business area. So, like, speaking to. Understand that. Then, the worst of all of this, at the very end of it, somebody sits next to me at the end of the business area, crunching carrots in my ear.
Not okay.
I don't know if we've ever talked about how much I cannot stand. Sound of people chewing or eating their food causes a legit insane reaction, physical pain, and, you know, the wailing and gnashing of teeth is worse. So anyway, trip to Barcelona. So far, off to a bad start. This is Lord Saunders, this is how I talk. Ouch.
It's a perfect start as far as I can tell.
Right, right. Well, okay. Now, I will say that I actually went to Chicago and Austria before Barcelona.
Okay.
But that's not a fair... Like, you played the audio with a disadvantage because I actually have... That was my second trip to Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
So, I actually went one time, then Chicago and Austria, and then I went back to Barcelona.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, you had no way of... I'm sure it got confusing when you and I were talking about it. But, yeah. So, like... All the audio you have is from the Austria trip was beginning of June, and then the Barcelona one was the end of June.
Oh, okay, all right.
But don't worry, that doesn't fuck the chronology of it.
All right, well let's just carry on then. It doesn't really matter the order because we're gonna enjoy your pain regardless.
As long as I'm miserable, right?
Yeah, as long as you're miserable, we could play this in any order we want. It's still a gift to the listener.
Correct. Correct.
All right, let's go.
What's up, guys? Lord Saunders, this is how I talk. All right, new trip. Austin to Barcelona.
That's this one, same trip.
No upgrades, my friend. No upgrades. My favorite bartender was in the lounge, though. But no upgrades on this trip. And I don't know how many more times I can go internationally without getting some sort of like upgrade or bump or something. Hopefully the show will go well. Let's see what happens on our way back. So far, no upgrades. This is Lord Saunders. Dunskies.
I can't believe someone didn't get fired over that.
Well, it wasn't for lack of trying. So let's get this right. 40 minutes to get through security, and I'm pre-check with clear.
Uh-huh.
Or through the reg desk plus that.
Yes.
Which is unheard of. I'm a 5-minute like through security guy. Then the baby who was screaming, and it wasn't like he just had an iPad. Like the mom just did nothing. And the child was like 4 or 5. So it wasn't like they didn't know any better. And then the person came, sat down right next to me, and I was in the business area, the business part of the lounge.
This is where the screaming child and this other person were?
Right before no upgrade.
Oh
yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was total crap, dude.
So not a lot of wins. Not a lot of wins so far.
No, and the screaming baby is a recurring theme. Believe me.
Excellent. Okay, well, here's our final Barcelona clip, and this is how we'll conclude our time today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barcelona, this is Lord Saunders, what's up? That's how I talk. The Barcelona trip has been spectacular. I had one of the best meals I have had in a long time. I got Iberico ham, pimientos de padrón, which are similar to shishito peppers here in the United States. I had delectable desserts. I had fine cuts of meat cooked on a stone tablet at your table. The works. Show successful, ready to come home. And then I find out, no upgrade.
Oh.
No upgrade back home to Miami. So I don't know if you know, but I am not okay with this. Not okay with this. Now, I am upgraded from Miami to Austin on this one, but that's not the point. The point is that I'm not upgraded on this. This is now the fourth leg in a row where I'm not upgraded getting home. I think America's going to get a pretty strongly worded letter and phone call from me. is Lord Saunders miserably speaking and signing off, Dunsky.
And let me assure you, they got just the thing that I promised.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You were not kidding. Those were not just shots over the bow.
No, I called them, and it was actually yesterday. I was like, I was like, I have this many hundreds of thousands of miles and points just this year, and you're not upgrading me or anything on any flight that I'm taking. It's like, what is the point of all this loyalty if I get nothing in return for it? Like, this is crap.
And how did that go?
Perfectly. I got upgraded all the way to Paris.
Okay, so let me just quick recap. You had an amazing meal. You were going to end the trip on a high, but then your hopes got dashed with no upgrades. But then you got home and you rallied.
I rallied. But let's take one quick dive back into that long 8-hour flight home.
Uh-huh.
There was a family to my left and to my front, because I'm way in the back of the plane now. Mm-hmm. And they just kept congregating like right outside my seat.
Yeah.
So when I was trying to like go to either like the fore or aft lavatory, I couldn't because they were like on both sides. So I'm like, I'm going back this way to go to the bathroom. They would all stand there. I'm like, no, okay, fine. I'll go to the fore lavatory. And then there was like another member who like, I'm like, you guys need to sit down in your seat and put your seatbelt sign. Like the seatbelt sign is on, put your seatbelts on, sit down and shut up. And they didn't like that, but
they don't have to like it. They just have to get the message.
As long as you do what I say. I mean, it was an 8.5-hour like grueling trip. And then I got garbage food. It's like, man, come on. Like, for example, on one of the mornings I woke up on one of the legs, I got yogurt for breakfast.
Unacceptable.
I've been sitting in a chair for 8 hours. It's not very comfortable. And my breakfast is yogurt. I hate yogurt.
Yeah.
So then when I got upgraded on the way home, I didn't put this in that road trip audio diary. They're like, okay, look, sir, first class, here's your meal. It was a charcuterie platter that, like, I can't have because it always touches the salami, the one food on the planet I'm allergic to. And the alternative was, like, a some dumb salad. So I got nothing on my way home. Dude, I got nothing. I was like, and I couldn't drink because I had to drive home when I landed. So, like, there wasn't even, like, booze to soften the blow. So I was just like, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
Well, that is a great cliffhanger because this audio diary will continue in the next episode. How about some brief credits before we go? Come join us on our Facebook.
Hold on a second. You're going to just, like, throw it out there as the end of the episode. So you're going to take my already low point with travel and then make the day even lower by saying that we're show's over?
Yep.
Boo.
Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beater Interns. You got any more crying to do?
I love our show.
Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. From our weary traveling friend, Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears want to be listening to.
Seatbelt sign is on, buddy. Sit down.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.